Back here on the Mighty 690, squeezing another guest in here at 1010. We have the one and only Joe Brooks, Salvation Army. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, thank you, James, for allowing us to come on the air at a moment's notice. You have always treated me like that, and I thank you.
Absolutely. We can turn on a dime around here. So, hey, we got a big date coming up here.
Yes, sir. Tomorrow, we're going to begin ringing bells at Walmart and at King Food Saver at 2 p.m. So if you, we've got bell ringers for tomorrow lined up. And if you're interested in ringing bells, we would love to sign you up. So all you have to do is just call me on my cell at 620-870-9261. Also, today is the last day of the Christmas sign-up. Our community service volunteer ladies are down there ready and able to help you get signed up. This is what you need to bring with you. You need your photo ID for the adult that's applying. You need Social Security cards for you and any children in your home. You need a proof of residence, like a rent receipt, a utility bill, and a proof of income, like your pay stub, your tax form, government form, to show your income. And they'll be glad to sign you up for Christmas. And that ends today at 4 o'clock. So I want to remind you to take advantage of this opportunity to sign up for Christmas.
Okay, hey, that's a great reminder there. And Joe, for the folks who may be interested in ringing bells, what are the typical lengths of time that people typically do that ringing?
Well, I have some people that have signed up to ring 2 hours. Some people sign up just to ring an hour. But I leave that up to people. I have some folks that, families that come out and ring for as much as 4 hours. And so they just kind of trade off. So it's kind of up to you. Get you a group together and, you know, ring for 30 minutes and somebody else can, and if it's happened to be cold weather, that way someone can go inside and warm up and then come out and ring another 15, 20 minutes and kind of stagger it back and forth. So it, people don't get cold because, you know, this time of year, things start changing. So far, we've been so blessed with warm weather, but that's just basically the thing. If you'd like to ring bells, we need volunteers. And so you can just, I'll talk to you and let you know the time and the amount of time if you want to ring, like I said, an hour, 2 hours, whatever you'd like to do.
Well, that is a great reminder there. And, of course, for the folks who maybe don't know, I mean, this money stays in Coffeyville, right?
Oh, yes. This is the money that comes in our kettles. Not only the kettles that are going to be in front of Walmart and King Food Saver, also the little counter kettles that are out around the community. Now, these counter kettles also, those donations also stay in our community, and this is the funds that we have to operate on in 2024. So that's why our kettle campaign is so important to our community. So don't feel like if you just put in coins and apologize. Don't do that because we count it all. We're just thankful for your giving. So keep that in mind and come by and say hi. I won't be out all the time, but if you see me out, if you see some old boy out playing the guitar, it'll be probably me. Singing Christmas carols, because I love to do that. And if you get around looking at counter kettles and the different businesses, you're going to see a gold one at Terebinth Coffee House and Roastery. And the reason for that is that they had the most money given in their kettle last year. So that's they're looking forward to keeping that kettle, but we'll see how things go. So we've got them all around the community, and so thank you for giving, and thank you for helping the Salvation Army throughout the year. And don't forget the ladies down there at the Salvation Army building today that are signing up people. And if you would like to pick up some angels, and you can get those at Walmart and at Community State Bank, and they're on the trees, and you can get you an angel, and then you can buy the toys and gifts that are listed on there, and the ladies will be so appreciative of that. And so thank you for supporting the Salvation Army. Thank you for being so much of a blessing to me as well. And we want to say once again, God bless Coffeyville.
Hey, absolutely. Well, Joe, look at that. There we go. We're all raring and ready to go. Can you believe it? It's a good time. So, hey, sir, appreciate you coming on by, and I hope you get lots of calls there for bell ringers. And so it's really exciting here, and I know, you know, there's so much good that you all do. So we do appreciate it.
Hey, James, thanks once again for allowing me to come on and share my heart with the community.
Absolutely. Hey, we got more open line on the way here on the Mighty 690. Appreciate you stopping by, Joe Brooks.
Thank you, James Copeland.
All righty. You have a good one. And yes, as I said, we got more open line coming up here on KGGF.